This is the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney, with a quick check on what's going on. So here's my man to get into it.
Thanks for tuning in. After a wet, stormy weekend for much of the country, and boy, did we have the world's most followed Twitter war late last week. Well, are we supposed to call that an X beef now? Just curious. Moving on. And in sports, you know, the great distractor being sports, the NHL Stanley Cup Finals, though, and the NBA Finals. Man, they've both been great so far. Overtimes, a buzzer beater, both series tied at one, and Coco and Carlos won the singles at the French Open. Hey, but enough of bouncing balls and pucks.
My favorite stories of the day.
Shrinkage. It's the term corporations, retailers especially, use in earnings reports to describe the loss of inventory to things like shoplifting. And shrinkage might have been used a couple times in Bath & Body Works' last quarterly report to investors, with their white barn sister stores many times next to a Bath & Body Works in a shopping mall selling those scented candles. Now, to put all that randomness together, WTOP News in D.C. is reporting police in Fairfax County, Virginia, just busted a crew of three people who first went into one of the stores back in early February and somehow stole about $1,800 worth of candles and drove off before police got there. Then cops say the same crew went back to the same Bath & Body Works store, robbing them eight more times over the next 3 months, on top of robbing another store five times. Going back and forth, stealing at least $1,000 worth of candles each time. Well, at least until the last robbery. A different store that time, and only made off with $600 worth in their only time at that one. But in all, almost $32,000 worth of scented candles swiped. And 4 days after the last heist, the Thursday before last, Fairfax County Police say investigators hitched together and tracked down the trio, all three facing larceny charges for the organized scented candle theft ring. And get this, the first name of one of the accused robbers is Sincere. Sincerely facing several counts of conspiracy to commit larceny, forcing a story to explain shrinkage is not just what happens to a man in cold water. Hit it. In Western Kentucky, a man from Texas was arrested twice over the Memorial Day weekend 2 weeks ago. And on that Sunday, the West Kentucky Star newspaper is reporting the Lyon County Sheriff and a deputy were called to a business in Eddyville, where they say a 42-year-old guy was causing a ruckus and saying something to a worker seen as alarming, their wording, after driving himself there. Well, the sheriff figured the guy was intoxicated, so arrested and charged him with DUI and impounded his car. The man posted bond, got out of jail, and the next day, on Memorial Day, he called the sheriff's office from his motel room to see if they could get some personal things from his car, still in the impound. So they went looking in the car and trunk, and the sheriff did not say if the guy specified the personal things he wanted them to look for, but a good guess is it probably did not include the bag of cocaine they say they found in the trunk. Yeah, that's a whole nother drug possession charge. And they went to the motel to arrest him again and took him right back to jail.
It's a thin line between love and hate.
Now, you know how someone could get upset with another person over something they did or did not do and say, I could just strangle them? Well, a 23-year-old woman in Utah is accused of not just talking about it, but being about it. KSL TV5 is reporting this woman in Provo got upset with a roommate the Wednesday before last over not washing the dishes. And cops say after arguing about it, she went to be about it, followed her roommate, pushed her way into her bedroom, knocked her down, grabbed her by her throat and hair, then strangled her for about 5 seconds before the roommate got her off and called the cops, an assault charge over dirty dishes. No word if they're still roommates, cops didn't say.
You're just jealous of me because you just can't do what I do. So instead of just admitting it, you walk around and say all kinds of really mean things about me because you're a meanie.
Now, when kids complain about mean old people in their neighborhoods, you know, it's usually about the crab yelling to get off my lawn if the ball flies into their yard, or the nosy ones who later tell the parents what their kids were up to outside, little snitches. But 2, 3, and 6-year-old girls in Ocala, Florida, were in their own yard a week and a half ago when their 81-year-old neighbor came out and started yelling at the 3 and 6-year-olds. Before police tell WFTV9 Eyewitness News that 81-year-old lady started pepper spraying the kids. because cops suspect she was ticked off over the girls playing with bubbles. Bubbles. Now, one might have popped in her face or something, and cops said nothing about the woman's mental state. But the girl's mother says this was really just the last straw, because she told Eyewitness News that lady has been yelling insults and racial slurs against them since they moved in. So cops think bubbles sent the woman to a place where she thought pepper spraying 2, 3, and 6-year-old sisters was a thing to do. And cops are talking about this because they had to deal with it. They arrested the 81-year-old, now facing several charges of battery.
People say that I'm your stalker, the way I follow you around. You are the only thing that I talk about.
There's this 27-year-old guy in Modesto, California, who is accused of being the kind of stalker who would break into a woman's home, go into her bedroom while she slept, and suck on her toes. CBS News is reporting cops say when this woman woke up just after midnight early Wednesday a couple of weeks ago, this dude was biting, licking, and sucking on her toes. And then when they say when she woke up screaming, he tried to get in bed with her until she knocked his butt back and grabbed her phone to call 911. And cops say he ran off after that, but left a surveillance video trail that helped them arrest him the next day. May have also left DNA on the woman's toes. Back in a moment. But before we break, hey, check out my man DJ Greg H's Jams podcast. Here's a promo.
Blazing the best hip-hop, R&B, reggae, soca.
You can get the Jams podcast mix on Amazon Music, Audible, iHeart, Apple Podcasts, and Deezer. Download the podcast for free.
It's Jams Hour Mix with Greg H.
Get yourself noticed. Now, how can you do that without shouting from the rooftops or spending an arm and a leg? 4 words. Silky Way Hair Conditioning. In just 3 days, your hair will be so spectacular, you can't help but get yourself noticed. And by all the right people, too.
Silky Way Hair Conditioning. At better beauty stores everywhere.
And now, for the world around us.
Now, we here in the U.S. may have Diddy's sex trafficking trial going on right now, but in Australia, one of their high-profile trials, still going on over a month now, is over a woman who admits serving death cap mushrooms in a lunch that she cooked for her in-laws and husband, who she had been separated from for about a decade. And the in-laws died from the death cap mushrooms poisoning them. Now, the estranged husband survived with hospital care, and she says she only had diarrhea from the meal, but now being tried for murder. She testified last week she was only trying to find something special to serve and just wanted to improve the bland flavor. Well, since the in-laws died, no quips about that, so I'll just have to overcompensate in this next story, also out of Australia.
Just bust a move.
Some guy apparently knew he was being recorded on surveillance video, or he was jamming to a song that hard in a car. Maybe Young MC or Elton John's Tiny Dancer, and just felt the quick dance routine should go with it, because Sky News has footage showing this dude pull up to a school in Sunbury, Victoria, get out with a flashlight, and then did a few ballerina spins and was twinkle toes dancing almost at one point like he was trying to crip walk. Trying. This surveillance video footage was released. He had to show how comically bad he looked trying to dance, if that's what he was trying to do, but was mainly to show who cops think then got into that school and stole about $5,000 worth of laptops. So hoping somebody will stop laughing at Twinkle Toes' moves long enough to help cops ID the character. Now, in Thailand, no need to help cops ID the vandal who ransacked a grocery store last Monday. Now, that was caught on security video, too, in a town near the Khao Yai National Park in the northeastern part of the country. Only it was an elephant. A big old grown male elephant that one volunteer park worker told the Associated Press is well known in the area. It would usually go inside or stick its trunk inside of people's houses to try and get food. Oh, but this time, Dumbo used that smart brain of his to go where all the food is. And pictures and videos show this elephant ducked its head and got entirely inside the grocery store, calmly chomping on snacks while national park workers try to shoo him back outside. And the store's owner seemed amused,
saying he didn't damage much at all outside of the mud tracks on the floor, the ceiling he hit a few times, and about 9 bags of sweet rice crackers he ate, along with a sandwich and some dried bananas. And that was it. The proverbial bull in a china shop may be more damaging, but hey, a hungry elephant in a grocery store left without hurting anyone after getting his snacks. Time for another snack break. Back in a moment.
Been arrested for throwing a freak-off party?
Or for being video recorded relieving yourself on a teen girl in bed? The law firm of McCracken and Butts is the team for you.
Call McCracken and Butts at 212-555-5555. That's 212.
What's up with what's going down, though?
I want to be careful here, not trying to be preachy, but this is the latest example here of what happens when so many of us turn away from traditional newspapers, news radio stations, and local TV news and end up finding out things from what someone reposted on some social media site. Now, the TSA is actually having to put out word and publicly state that travelers cannot use their Costco store membership cards as real ID replacements to pass through airport security. I mean, they can whip out a Costco card, but the TSA agent would still have to pull them out of line to go through the whole identity verification process, which could make that person miss their flight if trying to follow some blogger's bad advice. That was put out, and TSA put it this way in a post to X or Twitter last Wednesday. We love hot dogs and rotisserie chickens as much as the next person, but please stop telling people their Costco card counts as a real ID, because it absolutely does not. That was a quote again. Now, to see what does go as legitimate real ID alternatives, just go to their site, tsa.gov. Yeah, they have 15 options listed after real ID, a passport, border crossing card, and Canadian provincial driver's license among acceptable options, but no Costco or Sam's Club cards anywhere in that list. Now, tsa.gov, just go look under the travel tab and identification.
Somebody famous had a birthday today.
Celebrity birthday?
I'm an officer.
Just might be mine, ladies and gentlemen. Know what I'm saying? Hurricane. Messing up your brain. They'll make it come up lame. The lady won't have nothing to do with you and your game. So I'm urging all of you to refrain from the hurricane. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Time for birthdays.
Celebrity birthdays, starting with Tuesday the 10th. Actor DJ Qualls in Hustle and Flow and Memphis Beat. He's 47. Actor Hugh Dancy, ADA Nolan Price in Law and Order. He's 50.
Don't you know you lost my trust?
Singer Faith Evans is now 52.
Whatever you want, baby, it will be fine.
Singer JoJo of Jodeci and Casey and JoJo. JoJo is 54.
I am not
the DOC, Dallas native rapper who hung with NWA and Death Row. He is 57. Model actor Elizabeth Hurley, 60 now. Actor Gene Triplehorn, 62. Actor Gina Gershon, 63. Singer Maxie Priest, 64. Actor Frankie Faison's now 76.
But will you love me tomorrow?
And the Shirelles, singer Shirley Alston Reeves is 84. And on Wednesday, actor Shia LaBeouf will be 39. Actor Peter Dinklage, 56. Exposé, singer Goya Bruno will turn 62. Talk show host and 2021 Pennsylvania U.S. Senate candidate Dr. Mehmet Oz, 65. Actor Hugh Laurie, House, will be 66. Air Supply, singer Graham Russell will turn 75. The original Rizzo in the Broadway run of Grease. Actor Adrian Barbeau will be 80. Gordon, one of the main humans in Sesame Street. Actor Roscoe Orman, 81. And
you're late to do this, the peppermint twist.
Joey D in the Starlighters. Lead Joey D will be 85. And on Thursday the 12th, actor Dave Franco, James's younger brother, will be 40.
Still
singer Robin will be 46, Jay in the Jay and Silent Bob movies, actor Jason Mewes, 51.
Grandmaster D, if you please.
Houdini's DJ Grandmaster D will be 63. Hey, that rhyme. Chrissy's replacement on Three's Company, her cousin Cindy Snow, actor Jenny Lee Harrison, 67.
I'm a bitch, I'm a lover.
Singer Meredith Brooks with that self-reflection, also 67. And... retired sports announcer Marv Albert, the old voice of the Knicks and NBA on NBC, which will be back, by the way, this fall. NBA on NBC. Marv, though, he'll be 84 Thursday. Miss his voice this time of year. And that'll do it for another Real Pod Newscast. Really appreciate you all listening. And please hit the like and subscribe buttons on the show's podcast and YouTube pages. Have a great rest of the week. Back on Friday.
This has been the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney from Shownuff Productions. And for more, hit up the website realpodnewscast.com. That's real with two E's. This is Big Daddy Marty Allen. Thanks for listening.
Shownuff.